Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a Wednesday afternoon. Every day I go to BillO'Reilly.com, 7 o'clock in the evening. Bill O'Reilly is right there at BillO'Reilly.com. All sorts of incredible insight throughout the day. You can read the very latest from Bill, and I'm always thrilled when he's got some time for us. Bill, thank you for being here.
Sure, Jeff. How are you feeling?
I am feeling about 50% okay.
Yeah, what's the other 50?
The other 50% is still on house arrest, trying to figure out when the hell I'm allowed out of my house to pretend I'm a human.
You can go out now.
I can.
Go ahead. Yeah,
all right.
Go ahead.
I got a note
you
for
know,
you.
I'll take the show over. You just go out, take a walk. You know, Virginia is a nice place in the spring. You know,
yeah.
Smell of flowers, as they say. You can go out.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem, Bill, is that we, for the first time, are about to have a staff of 1,300 busybodies known as contact tracers hired by our governor. He wants to know where you are, what you're doing, and how the heck you got there.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I mean, you know, I'd go in and I'd put down Alfred E. Newman, Mad Magazine, and, you know, give him a phony zip code. I would never, ever give my personal information to anyone under the auspice of, well, we might need to trace you. So I just wouldn't do it. I'd probably get takeout rather than sit there and eat if that were the mandate.
Hey, let me ask you about Long Island, because I'm reading here that you guys on Long Island are getting into some sort of reopening phase, correct?
Sure. Long Island, I live 20 miles outside of Manhattan, which is the dawn of the dead in there. I mean, you can't overestimate the horror of that island and Manhattan and then the other boroughs as well. It's not as bad in Staten Island and Queens as it is in Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Manhattan. It's just horrible in there. And I understand all of the constraints that have been put on people who live in New York City because of the public transportation primarily. That's where it spread, in the subways and buses. You had a period of 3 weeks where a lot of people didn't know what was going on. They were carriers, and they carried it all over the city on public transportation. But out here in the suburbs where everybody drives a car, it's not nearly as intense. We don't have people panicking. I haven't seen it. Some people wear masks. Some people don't. If you go into an establishment in an enclosed place, you really should wear a mask, because that's where the virus spreads the most, inside and if you're close to people. But, you know, it'll be business as usual here by the 4th of July.
Really? You think everything goes back to
everything would be back. Everything.
No kidding. And the zombie apocalypse is just going to be a distant memory?
Well, it'll still be in Manhattan, and in New York City, you'll have a lot of restraints there. But out in the burbs and upstate New York, you're not going to have it, because there's no reason to have it. You know, they're going to find out that this COVID spreads mostly inside in close proximity. I was talking to somebody today. Texas had a big spike up yesterday, and we report that tonight on the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com. And I appreciate you going and watching, by the way, Jeff.
Absolutely.
But Texas had a big spike up, so I had my producers call down to Austin and say, what the deuce is going on down there? You got a triple in one night. Well, over the Memorial Day weekend, there were some gatherings of hundreds of people, and that's what happened. So there was no distancing, and they all clustered to do whatever they were doing, and people got sick. So you really have to keep that in mind. This is a disease that is spread mono to mono, and you can't go in a group, whether you're in Texas or Virginia or Long Island. If you're in a group, you're going to be at risk. If you wear the mask, that'll cut your risk down, but it's not 100%.
Well, it's great insight. I'm curious if you happen to see any of the photographs from Virginia Beach this past weekend. Our governor, Ralph Northam, went to Virginia Beach after telling everybody, everybody's going to have to wear a mask, we all have to be about social distancing, and he reminds us, if you do the math, it's about every 11.3 seconds, he reminds us he's a doctor, so he's far smarter than the rest of us. And here he is in photograph after photograph, high-fiving, shaking hands, cuddling up to various and sundry groups, no face mask, no social distancing, and it is essentially, whoops, I left it in the car, and there's questions on the part of his team as to why he has no credibility.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I'll send you the pictures.
I didn't know that Northam did that.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to use that tomorrow.
Okay.
Was there TV coverage on that?
There were TV reports. I'll tell you what, you give Paul the contact stuff, we'll get you all of it. I've got
about
20 still photos, yeah.
Okay, so I didn't know that, and that seems to be pretty dopey. But look, I don't know Northam. I've never met him. Yeah. I was down in Richmond when they were shooting Killing Kennedy, because they used that the set down there. And I had breakfast with your previous governor. The guy was put in jail for a little while. I didn't pay for my breakfast, so I thought I might get a subpoena. Anyway, I don't know Northam. I know that, and I said this on your program last time we chatted, that Virginia is now rebelling against him in the far left, and you saw that in Staunton in the vote there.
That's right.
Where the Republicans took three seats in a very liberal city. But I didn't know that he was that irresponsible, because if you're going to be punitive, as he is, and same thing with the governor of Michigan, governor of California, if you're going to be punitive toward people and then you don't follow your own guidelines, I mean, your credibility is... I can't imagine this guy getting reelected. I just can't imagine it. I think you're much better off with Terry McAuliffe than with him. But we'll see. I think Trump, unless Trump... He's got to stop with the crazy stuff, but he could take Virginia if the trends continue.
I couldn't agree with you more. Bill O'Reilly is joining us. The best place to track down Bill, of course, is BillO'Reilly.com. 7 o'clock in the evening. There's no spin news. But I'm telling you, it's a great resource throughout the day with various and sundry columns and news reports. I read one you did the other day, Bill, which forced me to go online to find Escape from New York. And I thought, my God, O'Reilly really is a Snake Plissken fan. I never knew this.
Yeah, I wrote a column called Escape from New York, obviously off the movie 1981, John Carpenter's sci-fi. But New York is going to hemorrhage people in the next 2 years. Some of them will come down to the Commonwealth of Virginia. Others will go to Florida, North Carolina, where the living costs and the social atmosphere is a little more sane. Yeah. But there's no doubt that New York is crippled by this pandemic and the inefficiency of its public servants. And people with resources are going to say, look, we're the most taxed state in the nation, the highest taxes of any state. What are we getting for that? Chaos. That's what we're getting. You know, I learned today that Governor Cuomo, we had 5,600 people die in nursing homes in New York State, 5,600 dead. And the reason was that Albany ordered senior citizens who were living in nursing homes back into them, even if they had COVID. All right, that was an order. And now in the budget, Cuomo sneaks in that you can't sue the companies who run the nursing homes. Why did he do that? Because those companies donated more than $1 million to his reelection campaign.
Jeez.
I just found that out today.
Wow.
And so the corruption here and the chaos here is going to lead to an exodus. Last year, more people left New York State than any other state, 181,000. And that will kind of double and triple in the years to come.
Is Cuomo's long game around COVID the idea that the feds are going to bail him out from his outrageous spending?
Well, there's $6 billion in debt now. Jeez. It can't pay it.
Yeah.
You can't raise taxes any higher. I mean, you just can't. They're not charging people to drive into Manhattan. It's not even a toll. It's a separate thing. I mean, it's crazy. What he is trying to do is get out of here and become when he wants to run for president. And he's done pretty well articulating the COVID situation. He's a very glib guy. But if you look underneath the way he's run it, as I just pointed out with the elderly people in the nursing homes, is not efficient. I don't believe he could win the presidency, but it's possible. The press loves him, loves him. And so there's no real coverage or scrutiny of Andrew Cuomo. But look, we're living in a country that's deeply divided. November is going to be a huge election, and a lot of things are going to come off that people don't have any idea about.
You still holding out hope that President Trump is reelected?
I don't look at it that way. I don't root for any politician. It's not my job to do that. I have to keep an eye on them all. The betting odds are Trump will win. That's the only thing I look at this point because that's real money. All the polls say he's getting clocked. But I watched Biden on CNN last night. They asked him a very simple question. If you were president, what would you do differently in the pandemic? That's pretty simple, Jeff, right?
That's straightforward.
Okay, I mean, I got 6 and 7 year olds living in my neighborhood could answer that. He couldn't answer it. He could not answer it. And I'm sitting there going, if I'm the interviewer, I would have said, with all due respect, Mr. Vice President, you're not answering the question. What would you specifically do differently? He could or would not answer the question. So that's where we are. Trump's lucky he's got Biden to run against.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's holding out hope that Joe Biden hangs in there until November when he's going to be on that ballot. I want to remind everybody again, BillO'Reilly.com is where you go for everything related to Bill O'Reilly. But I would also encourage people become an O'Reilly Premium member because there's all sorts of neat stuff not available to the general public. Am I right, Bill?
Well, we have the best Father's Day and Granddad, too. Don't forget him coming up in 3 weeks. If you become a BillO'Reilly.com Premium or Concierge member for life, it's a lifetime membership. Not that expensive. I keep it fairly under control. Mm-hmm. Not only do you get that for Dad or Granddad, but you get all of my killing books, all 8 of them, plus Killing Crazy Horse, which comes out in September. So you get 9 books with the lifetime membership. That is absolutely for, you know, a father or grandfather who likes me.
Yep.
Or if you don't like them, your dad or granddad, if you don't like them and they hate me, you can give them that gift too. Just a little, you know, a little jab. But anyway, we have that going on BillO'Reilly.com. It's been very successful.
All right. Well, then I suppose one of my boys will get me that. I'm not going to ask for his motive, all right?
No, but you got all the books, and you can give those books for gifts, or you can put them in your library or whatever you want. If you haven't read them, I mean, they're a blast.
They are.
And, yeah, I think your son should give you that, Jeff. You tell him that. I know you don't want to tell him, but you can give him a little hint.
I will do that. I will send them the link via text because Lord knows they don't want to talk to me live and in person.
Of course,
Bill,
of course.
Listen, it is always great to have you here.
Jeff, I appreciate it. Anytime you need me, give me a buzz.
You got it. That is Bill O'Reilly. Thank you, sir. Always good to have Bill with us. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.